Well, this morning I want to talk to us a little bit about, I want to kind of tie Memorial Day into some other things. If you would, please open your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 2. First of all, we'll start there in 2 Timothy chapter 2. And we'll read verses 3 and 4. And then we'll turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. But we'll start in 2 Timothy chapter 2. So when you find your place, please stand as we read and give honor to the Word of God. 2 Timothy 2, 3 through 4. The Bible reads, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." And then in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Let's pray. Father, we're so grateful this morning that you meet here with us in this sanctuary, Father, which is set aside for the worship of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for those men and women down through the ages of time who have given their lives that we may have freedom that we have today. But Father, we live in a day when that freedom is slowly being taken away from us. And we pray, Father, that you would intervene. We know, Father, that it feels as if we are living in the latter days, and your word warned us of those things. But Father, while we're here, we ask that you would fill us with the Spirit of God, that we would be the soldiers of the cross that you have placed us here to be. That each one of us, Father, that's in this room today that know Jesus as their Savior, Father, would have the qualities of good soldiers of the cross. We ask it in Christ's precious name and for his sake. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. You know, this weekend we celebrate Memorial Day. The first time that it was ever celebrated was May the 30th, 1868. And it was put in place to honor those who died during the Civil War. That's when it started, on May the 30th, 1868. And now on Memorial Day, we honor the memories of all those who have died in military service since then. It's a wonderful time for us to stop and reflect and think about those men and women who gave their lives. And who laid down their life that we could have the freedoms that we have this morning. But there have been hundreds and thousands of great soldiers in this country down through history. And while we honor the war dead throughout America history, this morning we also want to take time to think of that great warrior, the greatest soldier of all, the one who gave his life for the entire world. The Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we want to kind of honor that today. We never want to diminish anything that those who have served our nation has ever done. But Jesus is the one who gives the eternal life. It's because of him that we're able to meet here this morning. It's because of him, those ones who gave their life had the bravery to be able to do such a thing. So I want us to take a time to remember those in Christ's army as well who have died down through the centuries of time, since the beginning of time, who laid down their life and they died on the battlefields of faith for the cause of Christ. There's many of them that did that. For the freedoms that we have even in the world today, to be able to stand up here and have the Word of God the way that we have it. There were men and women who were torn asunder. There were men and women who were burnt at the stake for the cause of Christ because they believed in someone. And we live in a day and an age when the world doesn't want us to believe any longer the truths of God's Word. They want to bring all the religions together, and they want to say that all of us coming together, united as any religion, is what gets us to heaven. Well, it's not. It has nothing to do with getting to heaven. The false religions out there, the ones that are taking people straight to the pits of hell, are the ones that we've got to stand up against in today's world. We've got a responsibility as Christians to be the type of soldier that we need to be for the cause of Christ. And that's what Paul called it here when he was talking to Timothy. He said, "Therefore, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." That's our responsibility, to stand up and put on that armor of God that we're supposed to be standing for, and to stand up against that which is evil. But sometimes we sit idly by, and we flip on the old TV, the boob tube, whatever you want to call it, and we sit back and we watch all the filth and the trash on the TV. We fill our minds with a bunch of garbage, and we shouldn't be doing that. We should be picking up the Word of God, looking at it, finding guidance from God's holy Word. That's the only place to get it. Don't listen to what the world has to say. Listen to what God has to say. But Paul took time here to write to Timothy and give him the secret of becoming a good soldier. And there's a couple of thoughts that I want to share with you today. As a matter of fact, there's five quick points I want to give you that talks about the qualities of a good soldier. And I want to encourage every one of us and challenge each one of us to become the best soldier that we can for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, our great commander in chief. There's only one commander in chief. We have a president of the United States, yes, but there's only one true commander in chief, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, the Lamb of God, the great I am, the one who shed his blood on the cross, who took the sins of the entire world and they were laid upon him that we may have forgiveness and eternal life. He loved us that much. You know, a lot of soldiers died for our nation, and praise God for those people. They gave their life. The ones that even survived, praise God for those who survived those times of war. God bless every one of them. And I just pray, God, they were saved. But I'm sure there were many who were not saved. And you think of those young men who fought for this nation, and they laid down their life that we may have the freedoms that we have now. And they may be in hell right now because they never had an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ. And if that don't tear your heart out, shame on us. It ought to rip our heart out when we think about things like that. But a good soldier of the army of the Lord, a soldier of the cross, they have the following qualities as far as what the Bible teaches. Number one, a good soldier is a follower, somebody who follows. 2 Timothy 2:3 says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." The first step is to join the army of God. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you've never been born again by the blood of the Lamb, then you're not in the army of God. The only way to join the army of God is to accept Jesus into your heart, to be born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept Him into your life. To realize that you're a sinner, and without the blood of Christ, you're going to die and you're going to go to hell and you're going to burn for eternity in a place called hell. If you don't want that life after death like that, then folks, I'm telling you right now, accept Jesus Christ in your life before you leave this building today. You've got to accept Him. So in order to be a good soldier, to be a follower, you have to join the army of God, and that's done through the Lord Jesus Christ. No one can be a soldier for the Lord until they first get into the army, and the only way to join is by receiving Jesus Christ. John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." The world has this imagination going on out there that everybody who dies either becomes an angel or just... We don't turn into angels, folks. That's nowhere in the Scripture. It's not in there. It's not in the Bible that we turn to angels. When a person dies, they go one of two places, heaven or hell. And it's a choice. And I don't know why anybody in this world would choose to go to a place called hell by rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't know why any Christian in this world would not want to take the gospel out there and sow the seed of God as everywhere they go. We've got John and Romans laying back there. Folks, use them. We got tracts out there. Take them with you. Get the Word of God out there. We're here to make Him known to a world that needs Him. Be a follower of Jesus Christ. Refusal to follow the orders that God gives us in the Word of God, you know what that's called? In heaven, it's called treason. It's treason. When a soldier on this earth, just a regular normal soldier in the army of the United States, if they turn their back and they do not follow orders of their commanding officer, what happens? They call it treason. Well, God calls it treason as well. when we're not doing our part and getting the gospel to those out there who need to hear it. And shame on us for not being the soldier and the follower of Christ that we should follow. So refusal to follow those orders is simply treason. All Christians, born-again believers in Christ Jesus, are in the Lord's army. And we as believers have an obligation to obey the orders of the Word of God, even if it's to death. Even to death. Are you willing to die? Would you lay down your life for the cause of Christ? If they walked into our church today and they looked at me and said, "Pastor, you got to quit preaching about Jesus Christ," you might as well shoot me. By the grace of God, I am going to tell them no. I'm going to continue to get the Word of God out there as best I possibly can. By the grace of God. By the grace of God. Don't give up, folks. Be a follower. Get the Word of God out there where it needs to go. Secondly, a good soldier is faithful. Their faithfulness, a good soldier's faithfulness, can be seen in their patience. They endure hardship there in 2 Timothy 2:3. He says, "Thou therefore," Paul says, "endure hardness." Endure hardness. In other words, don't quit. No matter how hard it gets out there, folks, don't give up. Be strong and be patient in your faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. The good soldier realizes that there will be troubles along the way, and they're not deterred from doing what's right. Choose to do what's right. No matter what, always choose to do what's right. It's also, their faithfulness is also seen in their priorities. They seek to please the commander, the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that we do, everything in our life that we do, I don't care what it is, should be done for the glory and the honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have a job? Do it for the glory of God. All things whatsoever we do, do it unto the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. In 2 Timothy 2:4, he says, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this world, of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." Choose to do what you do for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what? If you work out there in the world, I did it my whole life. I worked out there in the world just like everybody else has done out there. And I did it from the time I was 16 years old, and I still do it periodically. But the thing we need to remember, folks, when you go out there, whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. Do it for the glory of God. Notice that a good soldier has no higher goal in life than pleasing his superior officer. A good soldier knows that anything which interferes with his performance in God's military must be done away with. In other words, if there's something in your life that is stopping you from serving God and giving Jesus Christ the glory in your life, when you have an opportunity to give him glory and you back away and you keep that in your life, that becomes your God. Anything that comes between you and doing what is right becomes your God. You know what they call that? That's idolatry. It's idolatry. And it's their faithfulness is also seen, a good soldier's faithfulness is also seen in their practice. They guard the truth of the faith. And there's two different types of faith. There's the faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's that saving faith. And there's also our faith as a whole as Christians. You see what I'm saying? It's the faith, our faith, what we believe in. That's our faith. But in 2 Timothy 4:7, they guard the truth of the faith. He says, "I fought," and over in chapter 4 in verse 7, Paul says, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." He held on to the faith. Paul held on to that all the way to the day that they cut his head off. Think about that. Would you do that? What type of a soldier are you? Are you willing to lay down your life for the one who gave his life for you? What are you willing to give for the Lord Jesus Christ? A soldier takes care of the things that are delivered unto him. He's determined to do a good job, and he refuses to do anything to bring disgrace and dishonor to his superior officer, his commander-in-chief, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, number two, a good soldier is faithful. Number three, a good soldier is familiar. He's familiar. There are some things that a good soldier knows and is familiar with. Number one, they're very familiar with the sound of the commander's voice. When a commander speaks in the military, they know that voice. Some of you who went through boot camp, you remember the drill sergeant. My son talks about his still to this day every once in a while when I'm talking to him. Man had a foul mouth, I'm telling you. Couldn't say a word without cussing. That's how they trained the boys. And I don't agree with that. There's other ways you can still yell without cussing somebody in my book. But that's probably why I didn't get in the military. I'd have probably popped that guy, and I'd probably been kicked out of there. Because my dad taught me years ago, don't let no man cuss you. And I've stood up with that. But anyway, a good soldier is familiar with the sound of the commander's voice. The way to get more familiar with the Lord's voice, folks, is to spend more time listening to the Word of God and listening for the voice of God. You do this by getting into the Word of God. Do you know Him when He speaks? Can you hear God when He speaks to you? Does God lay something on your heart? Can you hear Him when He's talking to you? When you're reading the Word of God and it jumps out of the page and it touches your heart, are you listening to God when He's talking to you? Are you that type of a soldier? Do you know Him when He speaks to you? Psalms 4:4 tells us, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. You know, sometimes a soldier just shuts their mouth and lets the commander speak. Sometimes we just have to be quiet. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. Sometimes life is so loud, life is so noisy, we don't hear the Word of God. We don't hear the voice of our Savior when He speaks to us. Take time and be still and know that He is God. He says, I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Folks, I'm telling you right now, no matter what's going on over there in the Middle East right now, Jesus Christ will end up being exalted no matter what takes place. He's going to protect the nation of Israel. I don't care what these little, whatever you want to call them, these college kids. I watched a thing the yesterday afternoon on Fox News where this guy from Fox News was standing at some school where the students had taken over an entire building. Taken over the entire building to so they could just shout out about protect Palestine, down with Israel, up with Palestine, all this garbage that's going on about Palestine. God's total enemies is what they are. And this news guy was asking this, there was only one person outside. They even took captive three of the custodians in that school. Wouldn't let them go. So the guy at Fox News is standing outside, he's talking to this young girl, and he starts asking her questions. And every time he asked her a question, she'd say, well that's false narrative. That was her answer for everything. That's a false narrative. That didn't happen. And then when he got to ask, when he looked at her, he finally said, what about what happened to Israel on October the 7th? She says, get out of my face. Don't talk to me no more. And she walked away. She knew that was not a false narrative. That was true, folks. The enemy of God attacked God's people. The devil tried to destroy God's people. And when our nation turns, if our nation ever turns its back completely on the nation of Israel, God help us. God help us, because we're in trouble. We are in deep trouble. But he says, be still. A good soldier is familiar with the skills of using his weapons as well. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18 talks all about the weaponry that we have. It says, finally, my brethren, this is Paul talking to the church at Ephesus, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. How do you stand when the devil comes at you? What do you do? Can you stand up against him, or you just continue to watch that garbage on TV? Do you let your heart be filled with that rock and roll music? What are you doing? You got the armor of God on you? If you got the armor of God on you, folks, then you're able to stand against the wiles of the devil when he comes at you with full force, because I'm telling you, he's on his last leg, and he's doing everything in his power to destroy the Christian testimony. I gave you all a message here a while back about holding on to your testimony. Don't let go of that testimony. Keep it. Keep it. Protect your testimony. And he goes on, he says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand, withstand the evil day, in the evil day. We live in the evil day now. It's here. It's been here since the day Jesus rose into heaven. It's only gotten worse. And it's the fault of the Christian that it's gotten worse. And he goes on, he says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, and then he goes on to the next verse in verse 14, he says, stand therefore, stand firm, stand strong. Don't back down. When evil rises its ugly head, do not back down. He says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. The good soldier knows that he is engaged in deadly warfare every single day. And he knows that before he starts his day, he's got to cover himself from head to toe with the armor of God. You need to do that every morning, every single morning. Do it in the morning, do it at night, do it before you get out of bed, do it when you go to bed, do it throughout the day. Put on that armor of God and stand firm. Don't let this world deter you from doing what is right. They know that they have to learn to be proficient when they use the spiritual weaponry that God's given us. You and I would do well to learn the art of spiritual warfare if we intend to succeed for the glory of the Lord. We want to win the battle? Put on the armor of God. Don't put it aside. Get the dust off of it. It starts in the Word of God. Pick it up and read it. And the next thing in being familiar, a good soldier is familiar with the strategy of the enemy. They know their enemy. They know the enemy. 2 Corinthians 11:14 says, And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Don't think for one minute that everything out there that looks good is right. Everything out there that looks good is not right. The devil is an angel of light. I know a lot of Christians right now got their eye on this thing going up there in some great revival in some church. What's the name of that town? Asbury. This big, quote, revival in Asbury. That's nothing but something of the devil. Look at it again. It's demonic is all that thing is in Asbury. That's demonic. I'll tell you that right now. You got ladies coming out in the aisle trying to cast out devils out of people who probably don't even know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Just because someone stands up and shouts and moves their arms around and sings a Christian song doesn't mean that it's of the Lord Jesus Christ. That thing is nothing but of the devil. I'm telling you that right now. Look at it. Look close at it. They're not preaching the Word of God. All they want to do is stand around and sing nothing but a bunch of charismatic songs or whatever you want to call it. That's not of the Lord. That is not of the Lord. It's not of the Lord. But a good soldier is familiar with the strategy of the enemy. And that's what the devil tries to do, folks. He tries to start something that looks really good. But when it comes down to it, it's nothing but a bunch of trash. Nothing but a bunch of garbage. And 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, Peter says, be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He's wanting to destroy you, folks. Don't let him do it. Put on the armor of God. Be a good soldier for Jesus Christ. Be a good soldier. And you know, we've got so much. They say, be sober, be vigilant. And the Hebrews 13:5 says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. We live in a world where everybody wants something that somebody else has. Be content with what God's given you. Thank God for what he's given you every single day. Don't give up on it. It goes on, he says, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That's the great promise of the Lord Jesus Christ. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He's with us all the way. And the only person that leaves is you. God don't walk away from you. You walk away from God. Don't do that. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul. Seek to know him. Put on the armor of God every single day. Number four, a good soldier is a fighter. 2 Timothy 4:7 says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Can we say that? Can we say that? Can you say that? If God was to call you home today, could you say that I have fought a good fight? I have finished my course and I've kept the faith. Have you kept the faith? Or is there something in this world that's more important to you? Paul makes three statements here that describe a good soldier in this part right here about being a fighter. A good soldier is determined. To be a good fighter, you got to be determined. A good soldier does not retreat in the face of the enemy. He does not run from a fight. Instead, he stands his ground and he fights the battle until the battle's over. Don't give up! Keep on keeping on for the Lord Jesus Christ. Be determined to finish the course. So that one day that crown of righteousness will be put on your head. But you're not going to keep it. If you love Jesus, you won't keep those crowns that you earn. There's five of them you can earn. I'll not go through all those today, but there's five crowns you can earn as a Christian. What are you going to do with them? I'll tell you what I want to do with mine. I want to take them off of my head and throw them at the feet of Jesus, because he's the one that's worthy. He's the one who deserves everything. I deserve nothing for the Lord Jesus Christ. The second part of being a good soldier as a fighter is a good soldier is driven. The soldier realizes that the battle does not run according to our time frame. It's not on our time frame. So they are driven, no matter what time it is in this world that we live in, no matter what time of day, no matter what age we live in, they're driven to keep on going on according to God's time frame. He knows that another is in charge of their duration of the duration of the battle. God knows how long this battle is going to last. We don't. I don't know when the Lord Jesus is going to step out on that cloud and call us home. All I know is I'm excited when it does happen, and I'm ready for it right now, and I hope you are as well. But if you're here today and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be one of those who's left behind, folks. Don't be left behind. Don't be left behind. Make sure that you know without a doubt the good soldier is in the battle to finish it. Are you in it to finish it? Are you in it to take it to the end? Also, as a good fighter, a good soldier is dedicated. A good soldier dedicates himself to keeping his oath to the Lord. You see, there's more to this than just accepting Jesus and saying, I'm going to heaven. He's got an expectation of you. It's kind of like when you join the army. You didn't join to have fun, I'm telling you. I was never in it. I wish I had been, but I couldn't get in. I had some issues I couldn't get in for. I wanted to join the Air Force, and I wanted to be a fighter pilot. That was my goal. God had other plans. You see, that's the other thing. Our plans and God's plans are two different things. But a good soldier is dedicated. He's determined to live for the Lord regardless of how personal whatever his personal cost may be. Whatever cost is God has for you out there, don't be afraid. Just give it to God. You want to finish the fight right? Finish it that way. And number five, the last quality I want to share with you, a good soldier is a finisher. Look at what Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 4:8. He says, henceforth, after he said, I've kept the faith, he said, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Isn't that wonderful? A crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, the one who will judge all people, shall give me at that day. And not me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Are you excited about the Lord's return? Does it excite you that he was able to use you, even if it's for a minute or two in your life, to put that armor on and do something for him? How many souls have you brought to Christ? How many people's lives have you touched by sharing with them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you a good soldier today? Are you a good soldier? So the first one was a good soldier is a follower, and he follows his commander in chief, the Lord Jesus Christ. A good soldier is faithful. A good soldier is familiar. A good soldier is a fighter. A good soldier is a finisher. What kind of a soldier are you? Ask yourself that today. What have you done in the army of God? Have you had to draw your sword? Have you had to hold up your shield of faith? Are you doing what's right in the eyes of God? Choose to do what's right. No matter what, choose to stand on the Word of God. Dig deep into the Word of God. Listen to your commander-in-chief when he speaks. Listen to the Word of God. Hide it in your heart. That's what will keep you from sin. We had four young ladies up here Wednesday night, all graduating from high school this year, and as a church, we gave them a Bible with their name on it. That was a good thing to see. And each one of them had already a plan for their life. They're going to college. They're doing this. I had plans for my life too, but God changed my plans. So sometimes we make plans, and God changes those plans. And when God changes it, it's always for the better, folks. So if you're in the army of God, let God make the decisions for you. Give your heart to him. If you're here today and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, take a moment to talk to somebody. Somebody that wants to show you the way to heaven. And folks, when you leave this building, don't think it's over here. When you walk out them doors, it just begins. The battle just begins. You know, sometimes when we come together in the sanctuary to go over the Word of God and to worship Jesus Christ in song and in the preaching of the Word of God, we feel safe. This is our sanctuary. This is where we're kept safe. This should be a place that we're able to come and feel free of whatever's going on out there in our life. Leave your troubles at the door. If you can't and they're that heavy, bring them to the altar. Give them to God. Give them to God and then be a good, strong soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful. Father, for your holy word. Lord, may each one of us that's here this morning in this sanctuary, may we be the good soldier that you've called us to be. And Father, if we're falling short in any area, Father, I pray that your word would touch our hearts and change us and help us to be a soldier that is a follower, a soldier that is faithful, a soldier that's familiar. And may we be soldiers who are fighters. And may we be soldiers who finish our course. And we finish it for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, speak to our hearts as we have an invitation this morning. Draw us closer to you. May you have your way in each life. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.